if you want to use the promo code Delta for the dog beds, I can track and tell you how Delta's doing on selling dog beds for us to keep Lindell TV on the air. All right. All right, let's go to a wide shot now again. She's a happy dog. There's no doubt about that. She's a happy dog, aren't you? Yeah, you are. All right, let's go to Tom Renz. I don't know how you follow that, Tom, but there you go.
You know, House, I got to tell you, let's just blow off this important stuff and talk about the dog, because I love your dog. I had the opportunity, for people watch, I had the opportunity to hang out with House a while back, and you know, I got to play with his dog, and I you know, I'm a huge animal lover. I got two dogs myself, and you know, I hope people buy all sorts of pillow beds from them, because that's awesome. I love the dog.
Thank you. She loves you too. She wants to know when you're coming back.
Well, which hopefully will be soon. Okay, I need to get back down there. We got to do some. We got a lot of stuff to do.
I like that jacket. I like your jacket.
Thank you. You know, it probably costs too much, but since I'm a rich guy, I know the Washington Post always tells me how rich I am and how I'm fleecing people out of money for this. So my wife picks out these things, and she tries to make me look presentable, and, you know, she's good at it.
Well, she's doing a good job. All right, so you've got more breaking news. By the way, your study with your whistleblowers, doctors inside the Department of Defense, that are reporting the massive spike in cancer, miscarriages, neurological problems. That information is going everywhere, Tom Renz.
We're trying to. You know, we've been trying to save people's lives for 2 years right now. And, you know, we're not trying to save them from COVID, although that has killed some people. We're trying to save them from the doctors who are murdering them. We're trying to save them from the monsters like Anthony Fauci, who just can't get enough of the death. Mm. I mean, the guy loves it. So yeah, we want that everywhere. And you know, this is incredible. House, listen, it's bad enough that you've got, you know, 1,000+% increase over average on diseases of the nervous system, right? But now, yeah, the DOD has to come up with a response. And I swear to God, my 9-year-old could have came up with a better PR response than this. It was embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And you know, the only thing more embarrassing is that one of these media leftist rags decided to print it. So PolitiFact comes out and says, yeah, the DOD said that their data for 2016 to 2020 was wrong. So let me unpack that for you, because this is something that it takes a little unpacking to understand what that means. This data is from the Defense Military Epidemiological Database, which is the premier database in the country, probably the world. You want good epidemiological data, this is it, because all of it's entered by doctors or nurses, you know, hospital personnel, and it's all military, so they all go to the people who are entering it. It's all paid for there. All the records are complete and good. They're great records, right? The epidemiological database is, all it is it's a counting database. It just basically pulls numbers right from its sister database, which is DMSS, which is a Defense Medical Surveillance System. And it's not super complicated. It's a nice, simple, easy way to look at it, look at what's going on. We pay millions of dollars per year for this, we the American people. We also have a huge group of people whose job it is to monitor, to watch, to focus, and that's their entire job, is to watch this stuff, right? And these are the best of the best. It's our military. So let me tell you what these guys said. Now, they know that the jab is causing all sorts of problems, so you're not going to see a decrease next year in cancer. So they knew they couldn't say, well, 2021's wrong, because then you're going to have 2022, and they want to keep poisoning our soldiers, right?
Right.
So they can't say that 2021 was wrong. Instead, they had to say, well, the other years were wrong, the years before. There were actually a lot more people sick every year. So they're saying that this premier database that we pay millions and millions and millions of dollars for, that's monitored by the best and the brightest, had an error that was causing these numbers to be off by over 1,000% in cases. But total injuries and diseases, ICD code count, they're claiming was off by over 20 million per year. 20 million!
Good.
And that's from 2 million to 20-plus million. So you know, the numbers that they had before were 2 million per year, which makes sense. In a young, healthy army of 1.4 million or so. Now they're saying, no, there were 20 million per year. We were off by 20 million, 10 times under. I mean, it's ridiculous. So they want us to believe that further. They want us to not only believe that the best and the brightest didn't notice this for God knows how long, but they also want us to believe that then they only realized it right after I had whistleblowers come forward. But if that's not enough, House, if that's not enough, if that doesn't make you say, yeah, this seems a little fishy, think about this. One of the years that they're saying that they didn't notice the mistake in was 2020, the year of COVID.
Do we have a graph? Did you send a graph for us to look at with this?
I sent you all sorts of stuff, House. I don't know what you got where. But you can see, if you pull up, there's a graph I sent you that should say all diseases and injuries ambulatory. It's in that spreadsheet. It's the tab at the bottom there.
Oh, look. There it is. Logan has it.
There it is. So you see what you have there. You see that you had about 2 million injuries per year, right?
Right.
And then in 2021, after the vaccines are given, it jumps up to 21 million. Real shock, right? I mean, but you also notice that in 2020, when they told everybody to lock down inside, there were fewer injuries. But there was no big spike in 2020. So if COVID was killing these young, healthy soldiers, you would have saw some spike there, right?
Right.
But you didn't. You didn't see the spike until after they started the vaccine stuff. So they jab you with the poison jab, everybody gets sick and is dying, and you see it skyrocket. Okay, clear as day, right? So we point this out. We say, hey guys, Senator Johnson, these guys are full of crap. And then they follow it up by changing it. Now I also have a graph to what they changed it to. And the graph that shows what they changed it to shows that instead of saying, they're saying, well, you know what? We didn't actually have 2 million injuries a year. This is where they changed on neuroendocrine tumors.
I've got this one here. I got this one here, too.
Yep. You see, this is the before, and then the other side is the after. You see, so what they did was they said that the baseline, they suddenly found 5 years ago, hundreds of more cases of malignant neuroendocrine tumors, right? They just found those, I guess. I don't know. They missed them before, but now they found them because there was a glitch. The glitch didn't affect every disease. It didn't. It was just random. And it was only the diseases that we spoke out about.
Are you telling me the military is now going back, changing their data to cover their tracks and cover up this death and disease? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that is exactly what I'm saying.
So the Department of Defense or whoever's doing this is involved. This would be criminal behavior, would it not?
Yes. So the guys who are okay with murdering soldiers, I know it's hard to believe, but they're also okay with lying. But what they really did was they gave me intent, right?
Right.
This is intent. This is conspiracy. This is cover up. So they're committing another crime now. And by the way, so House, we've got this data. We had two people in the room videoing this data getting downloaded, okay? We have this data downloaded by multiple people in multiple places at multiple times. This data is absolutely correct. We can establish chain of custody. We've got everything that we need. We've gone through everything. This is the best data out there. Now they're going through and changing it. And you know what the best part is, House? They're telling us that 2021 was correct. So 2016 through 2020 was wrong. They didn't know it was wrong, but 2021 was correct, even though they didn't do anything to change it. How did that happen? Does that make any sense?
No, because if you had the math set up to track this stuff, Wouldn't it also then distort 2021?
That's what you'd think.
I mean, if you're
right?
using a model, if you're using a model or a spreadsheet, and you have it set up, and all the other years are wrong, wouldn't 2021 then also be wrong too? Because the same mathematical equation is calculating all those for that formula, for that chart, for that graph, for that what do you call this thing, the spreadsheet?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. So, I mean, this is a panicked reaction that's quite obviously a lie. Senator Johnson,
you better not go skiing or anything anytime soon.
There's been an internet service provider truck parked outside of my house for 3 days, and today I found him working on my internet line. Oh. And I'm actually not joking about that. Literally 3 days. Apparently, there was a lot to do out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's look at a few charts here. You want to look at this one here? Here, explain these. We'll go through these. Yeah. Someone spent a lot of time on them. Explain them. What are these?
Okay, so this is total diseases, hospitalizations, right? So most things aren't hospitalized. Most of the things are treated outpatient, right? You see an increase, a substantial increase. You're averaging in the low 40,000s. You get to 2021 with the jab, you go to the 50,000s. Now, that's before the DOD decided to change all its data. Suddenly, they found out that 2021 was still correct, but those pesky 5 years before it were wrong. Mind you, they didn't know 2021. They didn't do anything to change 2021 because they only realized their mistake after the whistleblowers came forward.
Mm-hmm.
But, then once they realized that, they found out that suddenly in 2021, hospitalizations apparently were much lower.
So the chart on the left is what you think is the accurate, and the chart on the right is the one that's now been the cover-up.
Yes. And by the way, we have other evidence. I can't tip my hand entirely because I don't want these guys to have it too easy, but we've got other evidence that shows that they're full of garbage.
Okay.
This is cover-up and conspiracy. So we got diseases of the nervous system. This one's a real shocker, right? So you see 863,000 after they start doing the vax. Now you got, I think it's 1.4 million in our standing army. So, House, they're trying to tell us that on any given year, you're going to see between 800 and 900 and some thousand diseases of the nervous system. And no one seems to think there's an issue with that.
Yeah, but notice how they went from, say, 2016, they got it at 82,435.
Right.
And then after they fooled around with the numbers, they've jacked it up to 850,000 in 2016. And then 2017, 904. 2018 is 881,000. So you're saying for all these years, 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, no one noticed we've got an awful lot of sick people here in the military? The nervous system?
We've apparently got approaching a million different diagnoses. Nobody noticed this. Apparently, we've had a crisis of diseases of the nervous system in the military for years. And first of all, the premier database in the military, that's their entire job is to watch for this, they missed it.
So this
they totally
is,
missed
this
it.
This is the real chart. This is the real numbers.
Yes.
You see how low they really
Those
are.
The real numbers.
And then, of course, the 2021 number is the real number. But then after Tom Renz comes out with his doctor whistleblowers in the Department of Defense, they change the numbers, rig the numbers, do the cover-up, and here you go. But they left 2021. 2021 is still staying the same number. But look, they're trying to say, well, 2021 is actually lower than 2020. Well, that's actually a lie because here are the real numbers, 2020, 80,000 compared to 2021. So this is a complete cover-up. Let's go to malignant tumors, however you say that, tumors.
Malignant neuroendocrine tumors.
Yeah, you do a good job of that. All right. So here's the real numbers. Absolutely.
Yep.
Here's the
real numbers. You'd expect these real numbers to be very low. I mean, that's not a real common thing, right?
Yep.
Until you get the jab, then you see it jump up to 440. But then you look over here, and suddenly they just found all these cases of malignant neuroendocrine tumors all over the place, 5-6 years ago. Hey, here's a couple hundred more that we just found. I mean, really?
But,
really?
Again, the key is... But a key is the 2021 numbers never changed. So their formula was working fine, for 2021. It just broke for the other years. And they found all this after your whistleblowers came forward with your help, right?
It seems to me that this is just a little bit fishy, House. I mean, you call me silly, but it seems a little bit fishy.
Yep. All right. Let's go to this one.
Listen.
Corruption,
House.
Huh?
This is corruption.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And go ahead. What do we got here? What do we got?
Acute myocardial infarct.
Infarctions. Yeah. Yep. Heart attacks. So. We're looking at, how many of those are you getting per year? Not a whole lot, right? I mean, you're looking at, a lot of young people who are real healthy. I mean, if you're at risk of a heart attack, or, an acute myocardial infarction, I mean, you're not going to, you're probably not out running in the military, right?
Right.
This makes sense. It's low and, it jumps up after something that we now know causes heart issues. Shockingly, same number in 2020 again, or 2021, but they suddenly found thousands of more heart attacks in the previous years. I mean, and not just a few more. We're looking 1,300 more, 1,500 more. I mean, they were off. What were we paying these guys millions of dollars to do if it wasn't this?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And then here we have acute myocarditis. So here we have, again, the numbers before they were fooled with. These are getting numbers from your...
Well, but, House, on the myocarditis and the pericarditis, these numbers might not be right because it looks like they fooled with them. We have evidence that indicates that they fooled with those early before we ever did this. There's evidence that indicates, and I can't say that it proves, but there's evidence that those numbers were already aligned, and it's actually worse than what you're seeing here.
Wow. All right, let's go to acute, the acute pericarditis. Here
pericarditis.
We go. Okay, so were these fooled with before as well?
It looks like they may have been. We can't say for sure, but we have some numbers from earlier in the year that showed them lower, and then after the FDA came out a few months back and said, hey, myocarditis, pericarditis are a thing, then the numbers were changed.
Okay.
How
about pulmonary embolisms?
Pulmonary embolisms, we have these numbers, I think, are good. I have no reason to believe there's anything wrong with our numbers until they started screwing with them.
Okay, so these would be the real numbers, the good, clean, real numbers from your medical doctor whistleblowers and the DOD. And then after they came out with you and blew the whistle, boom, on the 31st of January 2022, they come out with all these numbers they supposedly didn't know about, and yet the same end number in 2021 are all the same.
Yep. Same thing over.
And then we have this for congenital malformations, which would mean child birth defects. Mm-hmm. So there we go, the real numbers, and then after they got done fooling around with them. But again, the numbers for 2021 stay the same. And then last one we have is this one here, non-traumatic why do you say that one, Renz?
Subarachnoid hemorrhages.
Good job.
Hey, I get the big bucks for this.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, this is where I do use a teleprompter for the news. Look, those are the real numbers. And then here are the doctored numbers. Pardon the pun.
Oh, well, it's a good pun.
Oh, wait, here we go. Are these number of...
Those are real numbers. Yeah, that's what we got. So they have... One of the things that I want to tell people...
Is suicide up? Hey, is suicide up?
Oh, yeah. Suicide's way up. I've got suicide here. Where is suicide? Suicide was averaging 500 a year. And then in 2021, we were at 1,798, so it was up 358% of average. It was way up.
And why is the suicide up? What's the reasoning?
Well, I mean, so there's, realistically, it's hard saying. I mean, there's certainly all of the pressure and all of the negative things and all the mental health issues that they're creating with this. But then there's also the fact that we know that the jabs cross the blood-brain barrier, And we don't know what all that does. I mean, you know, mood disorders, things like that are definitely up. But we don't know it. I don't have enough data to say how much of that is because of the jab crossing the blood-brain barrier and how much of it is because of, you know, people just being depressed from all the lies and, you know, them trying to destroy the
nation. Let's go back to the slide real quick, Logan, show that again. There's suicide. And then we got cancer. And then this one is cancer from digestive organs.
The cancer is one of the biggest things that I want people to hear about, because you got to understand that these cancer is not something that anybody's been talking about. But when you start tinkering with genes, cancer is an issue.
Okay.
And
with that being said,
gene therapies do.
With that being said, Logan, will you come give me some audio here? Because I got a video that I want to play. I think you know this guy. You know Dr. Cole?
Oh, yeah. Ryan's great.
He was here with us for the Frontline Doctors in the Mid-South when we filmed that in June with you. So I've met Dr. Cole. He's worked with us. We filmed that, produced that. You'll find the 4 one-hour shows we did on that at frankspeech.com and wvwtv.com. And so he is a pathologist, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he recently did an interview. If I can find it here real quick. I want to play it and have you respond to it. I got a note. Hang on a second, Logan. Let me find out what minute mark I'm going to go to. I want to go to about the 30-second mark on this recording. About the 30-second mark. Let's go here. Hang on. Let me start playing it. Hang on. I'm going to start playing it and then skip ahead to the 30-second mark just for the sake of time. All right. I want for you to watch this and respond to this. Is that all right, Doc? Attorney? Counselor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No,
watch this, guys.
Treatments, and we're speaking with Dr. Ryan Cole, a board-certified pathologist trained at the Mayo Clinic and the CEO and medical director of Cole Diagnostics, one of the largest independent labs in the state of Ohio.
So, Idaho, I'm out. That's okay.
Idaho.
Okay, good.
Doctor, well, one of the most disturbing things that you said about the COVID vaccines was that they were associated with the uptick of the cancers that you've seen in your vaccinated patients. What's going on with that?
Well, it all started out with seeing a common little viral-caused skin lesion. And all of a sudden, after the vaccines rolled out, I started seeing this virus that causes this little bump, usually in kids, starting to appear in adults. And I thought, what would cause that mechanism? And then as more biopsies started coming in, I started seeing an uptick in women's cancers of the endometrium, of the cervix, in older ages that I normally don't see, at rates I normally don't see. So, you know, I see about 40,000 biopsies a year. That's a lot for a doctor. But we'll need about 1 million and a bunch of labs to get together, you know, so everybody says, well, that's only anecdote. You know, that's not data. You know, that's not a study. I'm like, but it's a pattern. And how do we do science? You observe. And then you put an experiment together. And then you write the paper. Unfortunately, these are humans. We don't have time to be writing the paper. If I'm seeing something and my colleagues are seeing something, we need people to know, look, there are risks involved. You know, the benefit has to be higher than the risk. We know these shots aren't working. I mean, they're failed now. Now that Omicron's here, the shots are completely failed. The shot they still are telling people to get a booster is a spike protein that's toxic to the human body, that causes the same disease as the virus and is predisposing people to autoimmune attacks and potentially short-term cancer risks. I have tons of oncologists after I reported those coming forward and saying, yeah, I'm seeing the weirdest cancers, and cancers that we've been able to keep in check and treat taking off like wildfires, going stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, like that. And that's because of the immune dysregulation that these shots cause.
What's the mechanism of the shots triggering that? How do they suppress immunity? So, on my understanding, the shots suppress immunity, and the immunity cannot suppress cancers and all the other bacteria and viruses that are always present in human body. So, how does this mechanism work precisely?
Okay, yeah, that's a great question. So we have pattern receptors on our cells called toll-like receptors, like a toll road. And when these shots go in the body, they turn some of these off. And when those are off, normally they have to be on. They're all little puzzle pieces. Your body all day long is saying friend, foe, normal, not normal. So if it's friend, then it doesn't do anything. If it's foe, it upregulates and starts to fight. Well, when these receptors get knocked out after the shot, there's toll receptor 7 and 8. Those keep viruses in check. There's a great study out of the Netherlands, Dr. Fossa and his colleagues, and he showed that those were decreased. Now, number 3 and 4, toll receptors, they keep cancer in check. So, you know, we have little cancer cells in our body and mutations all day long. So our immune system goes along, knocks on the door and says, hey, you don't look right, and blows that cell up. But if you put those cells to sleep by turning their cell signal mechanisms off, now that cancer cell says, hey, nobody's knocking on my door, nobody's killing me. And now that cancer says, hey, let's grow, let's double, let's triple, quadruple, etc. And so that's the problem. Now, we don't know how long the immune system is suppressed after the shots and how long these receptors are shut off because those studies aren't done. And so we're doing something randomly to billions of people in humanity as an experiment. These shots in the U.S., there is not one approved shot present and available in the United States. Everybody that's getting a shot is still in a giant scientific experiment. And we vowed never to do this again to humanity in 1947 at the Nuremberg trials. We would never experiment on humanity without informed consent again. We are seeing these mechanisms. I hope I'm wrong. I hope the immune system, you know, revs right back up and everybody's going to be fine. That's my, in my heart, my hope. But as a scientist, I can't deny what I'm seeing. And we know that, I mean, there's a lot deeper mechanisms. We know the spike protein binds to one of our tumor suppressor genes called P53. That's the guardian of the genome. The S1 subunit of the spike, or S2, binds to that. And then the BRCA gene, the breast cancer gene, the spike binds to that. So we're giving a shot that makes a spike that's a toxin that binds to cancer genes in bad ways and turns off other pattern receptors. It's insanity that we're trudging forward when we know the vaccines are leaky. They don't stop transmission. They don't stop disease. People that are getting the shots are literally dying from all causes at higher rates than that don't get it. The all-cause mortality we know is now higher in the vaccinated group than the unvaccinated group. We have lost our collective medical minds for money.
We have lost our collective medical minds for money. We've lost our collective medical minds for money. That's a powerful presentation. I watched that earlier this afternoon. Veronica is a guest here often, and I watched that this afternoon, and I thought, I got to play that. And then as you started talking, I thought, well, this would be the perfect time to play this, Tom.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely amazing, right? So we know... I don't know, you know, listen, I'm not a doctor, but I live with them every minute of every day, and here's what I can tell you. You know, you get this jab, it programs your body to make these spike proteins. Spike proteins are the issue. When you test for COVID, they check for spike proteins. So, you know, that's why once you've gotten the jab, you keep testing positive forever. You know, you notice now they've talked about, you know, well, once you've got the jab, we don't want to keep testing, right? Well, why is that? Because you're going to test positive forever. You know, I mean, you're creating the thing that they're testing for. You're creating a pathogen. You're creating something bad for you in your body. You know, and here's what I want to really think about, House. You know, Ryan talked about a couple different mechanisms, and if I translate what he was saying to English, what he's saying is that protein, that spike protein that's in your body that they're injecting in there, it goes in and... the parts of your cell, you know, he's talking about receptors. They're like magnets, right? You know, one side connects to the other and the other side pushes away. So what they do is those magnets, those suck up things that would normally cause problems, that cause cancers and things like that. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that it's gumming it up. The magnet's already got gunk on it, so it can't connect to the other magnet, right? So it's no longer preventing that cancer. That's the layman way of explaining this. Here's the thing. These doctors, Fauci, the surgeon generals of the various military branches, all these guys, they know it. They know this. It's out there. These guys are talking about it. There's articles about it. There's peer-reviewed articles about it. Everybody knows this stuff. It's there. There are thousands of articles at this point talking about the dangers of the shots and ways to treat COVID and all this stuff. Anthony Fauci and all of his bureaucratic monster buddy garbage pieces of trash in Washington and these garbage surgeon generals of the different military forces, they know this stuff. They're lying about it. House, if I point a gun at you and I shoot you in the shoulder and you die, and I go to trial and the judge says you murdered him. No, I tried to shoot him in the shoulder. The judge is going to say you're an idiot. You murdered him. You shot him. You thought that's called reckless indifference under the law. If I'm giving you a jab and I know there's a very, very good likelihood of injury or death, what's the difference? What's the difference? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. That's why these people need to be held accountable. And, you know, the narrative's coming down because thank you, Brandon House. Thank you, Lindell TV. Thank you guys for helping us continue to get this message out. Because people are hearing this, the American people are just now starting to wake up. They can't cover it up anymore. I can't wait to send all this information to Nancy Pelosi and the other leaders of the House and Senate, both sides of the aisle, and ask them, and I'm going to, very clearly, because I need to make more people mad at me, because there's not enough right now. I'm going to ask them very clearly. It's an election year. Are the Democrats and or Republicans in the House and or Senate going to continue standing with special interests and billionaires who are murdering our soldiers, who are murdering our people, and who are trying to murder our children? Or are they going to start standing with the American people and asking some basic questions? I also want to know, and I'm calling right here and right now, for every member of Congress to disclose how much stock they own in any given pharmaceutical company, including through straw men and holding companies. I want to know that. And I'm looking at filing FOIAs with everybody on Public Information Act, Sunshine Records, with everybody. So if you've got it, sell it, because we're coming after you.
Yeah. So we need Nuremberg Code or Nuremberg Trials 2.0, don't we?
We sure do. Here's the thing. You know what scares me, House, is once we're done with this, as the American people start waking up and finding out what happened, I mean, House, how many times, you know, I don't know, you're a big city guy. I live in one of those little towns, and in the little towns, especially the old people, they love talking about the obituaries. Ah, can you believe this? Sammy just died, you know? I mean, it's constant, right?
Yes.
This is like the hobby. Especially you go to church on the weekend, and can you believe who died? Is a long list of them. It's like, and I'm not old enough that I do that yet, but, you know, here's the thing. How many people are you hearing about now? You're like, man, that guy's only 40.
Yeah.
What happened?
Right.
Oh, that guy's 50. And, you know, it's not reported. How about the kids? How about the kids having heart attacks? You know, the 13-year-old kids having heart attacks. It's happening. The media's covering it up because they're scumbag garbage, but it's happening. They're contributing to it because they're covering it up and people aren't hearing. Anthony Fauci's covering it up because he's a piece of garbage. I'm telling you, when the people start realizing what's happening, as the truth comes out, I pray for our country, because these people are going to be more than a little mad, and I understand why. And
but that's going to make them even more dangerous. That's when Klaus Schwab and these guys, the power goes out that they've been rehearsing for and warning about, a big cyber attack. All of a sudden, everybody's bank accounts aren't working. The groceries aren't showing up. You know, they got us right where they want us. What I'm saying is, the more the American people wake up and the people of the world wake up, the dangerous the globalists become in one sense, because they're being backed in a corner and they're like rabid dogs.
Well, you know, we have to fight through this. Yeah,
we do.
One of the analogies I've used is, you know, if you look at the Jews back in World War II, yeah, prior to World War II, you know, they're living their lives, they're doing their things, and up pops this evil monster. The people didn't want to deal with it, including the Jewish people. A lot of people buried their head in the sand.
True.
And as it was happening, they kept burying their head in the sand because nobody wanted to deal with it. But much like then, sometimes evil rears its head. And you can put your head in the sand all you want, but it's evil. Evil doesn't go away because you ignore it.
Right.
If someone's going to do something nasty, you have no choice. We don't want to fight. Who wants to fight?
Well, now they're approving remdesivir for babies 7 pounds and up. Can you believe this?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, I can, because if you're the kind of guy who would murder other children, what's the difference? I mean, to him, to Fauci, that's a late term abortion.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's sick. These people are sick. But you got to understand, when you're dealing with evil, you can't just ignore it. You have to beat it.
Yep,
and by beating it, I mean we win this, and then we have accountability. We have to hold accountability. This can never happen again.
That's exactly what Pastor
ever.
Pastor Art Pulowski said that today on my show from 1 to 2. There's got to be accountability for these people. Absolutely. Tom, your website's rin-law.com. It's been there on the screen, rin-law.com. As always, we appreciate what you're doing. Any more breaking news, you come right to us. We'll get you right on, okay?
We'll have lots more in the coming weeks. I got bombs I'm working on, House. Big bombs. This is the beginning
Legal and research bombs, just to, you know.
Well, we're causing all sorts of trouble coming up. The bad guys are going down. And I shouldn't, as a Christian, I shouldn't find joy in seeing someone's face get stomped. But I got to tell you, there's a couple of them I'd like to stomp.
Well, there's nothing wrong with loving and appreciating seeing people get the consequences they deserve for evil. Nothing wrong with hating evil that you want to see the law do its job, reward the righteous, punish the wicked. There's nothing wrong with that. Thank you, Tom, for being with us.
Hey, it's an honor to be here, as always, House. Thanks for having me. Praying for help, praying for support. Hey, by the way, we put up a give, send, go thing on my website. I need money.
To fight your lawsuits, and they'll find that at rins-law.com. Yeah. You can support him financially at rins-law.com.
Please do. We got a lot of lawyers that I want to pay so that they can take care of their families, and we're fighting the fight. We need help.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Stay in touch.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.